Good morning, good morning. Well, we thank you all, for those of you who introduced yourselves, and we welcome the Silent Saints, as well as I would call them this morning. We thank you so much for joining the Master's Call. My name is Tammy in Columbia, South Carolina, and I am so glad to greet you this morning on this Take Time to Imagine Thursday. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning. Minister, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tammy. Thank you so much. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. What an awesome, awesome theme. I love that. Take time to imagine Thursday. Well, good morning, everyone. And we are taking time now because I imagine this call being filled with saints and family and friends from the north, south, east, and west. Glory to God. Welcome to the Master's Call, and we are delighted to have you here. And we hear the chimes, and they are just joyful. They just make me want to leap. So I thank God for that, and I am taking time to imagine that our call is continuously growing. Hallelujah. Well, our call was started October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts, in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She lives in Dallas, Texas, but I heard her say she is in California today. Hi, Dr. Vanessa. Hi, Dr. PK, if you're on the line. And we also have a mission statement because our call is all about you. We are here to enrich, to enhance, and to empower the believers as they begin their day. And the scripture that we stand on, you can locate that in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." That is one of the best things to do first thing in the morning. Pray to the Lord. Cry out to him. Reverence him, sing a song of worship to him as we did yesterday. So we are just excited that that's our scripture and also our mission statement, crying out to him first thing in the morning so that we can all be enhanced, enriched, and empowered. We also have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we invite you to send us your email requests, send us your prayer requests, send us your praise report. And even if you would like to be part of our team and become one of our intercessors and pray for other individuals, because remember, it's not about us. It's about the kingdom of God growing. It's about people coming into the full knowledge of who Christ Jesus is. It's about people becoming saved, that veil of darkness being removed from their eyes. So join us and become a prayer intercessor. And we also have a website for you. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. All of our messages from day one have been archived. Take your time. Go on the website, look at some of the titles, listen to the messages, and have a great time doing so. Many of us are Artists International distributors, and that's the thread that has brought us together. Artists International is a health and wellness company, and not only that, it is Christian-based. The Diaz de Leon family, they are sold out to Jesus. They put the Lord first in everything that they do. So that is just a blessing because we know that we are not unequally yoked, and that is very important. And if you're not a distributor, we invite you to get back to the person who invited you to the call. Let them share with you what this health and wellness company is all about, what we do, what we provide, and also a little bit about our products. And to the distributors, we have some awesome specials going on, membership, buy one, get one free. So please make sure you avail yourself to your back office and find out what the hype is because it's really, really good. Take time to imagine that your team is growing in the name of Jesus. I know I do. Thank you, Lord. I receive that, and I see it in the name of Jesus. So family, without further ado, I'm going to call one of our awesome prayer intercessors to come forward, and she's going to open us up in prayer so that we can hear the word of God. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, victorious woman of God.
Good morning, sweetheart. Father God, we love you. We love you this morning, Lord. And we come this morning thanking you for the breath of life. We thank you, Father God, for saving our souls. We thank you for the Master's call and its founders. We thank you for the thread which brought us together. And Father God, I pray your continued blessings on them in all areas of their life. We come to bless your name this morning. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved." So we thank you that we can run to you and be saved. We thank you for waking us up this morning so we can be near to you and fulfill your purpose for our lives. God, all glory and honor be unto you as we come into that which you have destined for our lives. Through your anointed word, we are able to pull success, health, and blessings from the spirit realm into our natural realm. Through your anointed word, we are able to defeat Satan and his cohorts. Through your anointed word, we have burden-removing, yoke-destroying power in our lives. So, Father God, this morning, we speak your word that tells us that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and we bind every demonic attack on your word today. We lose clarity and revelation knowledge to come from our speaker. We bind any attack on Minister Kathy and ask that you deposit back into her as she deposits into our lives. We bind interference and disturbances in the airwaves and the phone lines. We loose the angels of the Lord to act as a sponge and soak up static and low frequencies on our phone lines. We loose the Spirit of the Lord to permeate the atmosphere around our speaker and flood her with the anointing of the Holy Spirit as she gives voice to your word. We loose understanding of your word and repentant hearts for sin in our lives. Father God, we thank you this morning. We love you. We love you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome on this call. Take control in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Take control, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We are excited. We are ready for the word to come forward from this powerhouse. She is an anointed woman of God. She happens to be a Georgia peach. She is truly a sweet woman of God. She is a blessed woman of God. She is filled with the presence of God when she speaks. And one of the things I can say about her, that she is dear to my heart. I am so glad that she's my sister in the Lord. And I know that by the Spirit of God, because that's how we met through this call. And God is faithful. She's a mother. She's a professional woman. And she has so much experience in education. She loves to encourage people and empower women, especially young and old. She's an author and a dynamic speaker. And at this time, I would like to bring to the line, Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Robin. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much for the warm introduction. I so appreciate the Lord always for the opportunity to come before the Master's call and before God's people. Never, ever take that for granted or even lightly. It is not a small thing. And I thank the Lord for the open door. Thank the Lord for our Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa. We bless the Lord for you and all that you're doing for the kingdom of God and all that you're doing in terms of stretching us and pushing us forward to our destiny. We thank God for Dr. PK and Vision and all that she is doing even for the kingdom of God. And we just continue to pray the blessings of the Lord and strength back into her body as she continues to recover To all of you that are here on the Master's Call this morning, I want to also thank the Lord for those that have opened, and also Minister Tammy for opening us up, and Minister Candy for that wonderful prayer. I just praise God for each of you that are on the Master's Call. I actually woke up this morning, and all through the night, it is becoming a custom of how the Lord deals with me. I kept hearing encouraging the people of God. I want to encourage your heart this morning. We've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about standing as a warrior. We've been talking about not giving up, but holding fast and allowing the transformation of prayer to be manifested in our lives. And so today I'm going to continue. I was so blessed. I want to just give a shout-out to Evangelist Beatty. I was so blessed by that word on Tuesday. It came in a very timely fashion for me to remind us, glory to God, thank you, Lord, that we should not get weary in doing good, but in due season, understanding that we are going to reap if we do not faint. And so I want to just continue in that vein of encouragement today, and I want to just tell you that God can and he will give you victory. We already got our theme going this morning, and all of this is syncing up and lining up in the realm of the Spirit. So I'm just going to continue in that vein. Recently, I was climbing Stone Mountain, and those of you that are from the Atlanta, Georgia area know anything about this area. There's a mountain here, Stone Mountain, and I decided that I was going to climb Stone Mountain. You know, we, all of us that are part of Artists International doing the transformation, we're doing all these different things to improve our body. And I thank God for that, because we are changing not just our physical appearance, but we are taking care of the temple as well and doing the things in the realm of the Spirit that we need to do in order that we grow. Well, I made this determination that I was going to take this journey, and I was going to climb Stone Mountain. And I haven't, had not done it in quite some time, so I had failed to remember the challenges that it might bring. Well, as I began to climb the mountain, this is a very 5 miles on the side of the mountain upward journey. Well, I got about halfway, and I'm telling you, I started feeling the exhaustion in my physical body, everything that could hurt, seemingly was hurting. My body was screaming, saying, this is enough. We are done with this. And I kept telling myself, I'm going to do this. I am going to do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then I had the mental challenges that I had to face as well as I began to continue to climb this mountain. The mental challenges of saying, you've done enough now. You can stop now. You can go back down the mountain. You've done enough. Well, I want to encourage you, because of this experience that I had, it always, this is how the Lord deals with me. I have these experiences, and then I see it in Scripture. Well, as I was thinking, Lord, there are many times that we have prayed, we have stood in the gap for people, and we have, you know, we got family members who need healing, and those prayer warriors on the line know we stand in the gap, and we stand, and we build up a hedge around, you know, our families, and we just do what we do. And it seems like sometimes there is a delay in the answer coming, or it seems as if the answer just is not going to come. Well, I want to encourage you today, just as I was climbing Stone Mountain and got about halfway, and then I went three-fourths of the way further, and just as I was about to give up, just as I was about to say, I am done for real now, I can't take it no more, I was told by someone, well, guess what? Just around that bend, you'll be at the top of the mountain if you could just press in and just go a little bit further. Well, for me, I said, I need to take a break and I need to rest for just a minute. And just as I was resting, I heard that I could get the strength that I need. If I could just gather myself, I could just get up. and not allow the enemy to cause me to throw in the towel and stop praying and stop standing in the gap and stop saying I can get on up around that mountain. In wherever you are today, I want to encourage you. The enemy may have been speaking to you, telling you your business is not going to grow, telling you your body is not going to get healed, telling you that your family, your children are not going to be saved, they're not going to be rescued, that one that's been on drugs, not going to get delivered, not going to get free. Well, I want to encourage you today that Jesus said in Luke 22, 31 and 32, and I'm going to try to stay in the teaching mode and not get excited if I can help it here. But Simon, the word of the Lord said, Simon, Simon, this is Jesus talking. He says, behold, Satan demands to have you. I want to encourage you today that the enemy wants to have you. He wants to have, maybe you're saying you can't have my physical being because I've decided that I'm going to walk with Jesus. But maybe, just maybe, he might be trying to work on your mental, your mind. What is going on in your mind? Don't let the enemy have your mind. The word says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demands to have you. Oh, but, and he wants to sift you like wheat. He wants to totally destroy your life. But I got good news today because this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. Jesus is praying for all of us on this phone line. He is interceding on our behalf. He is our advocate. Hallelujah. He's the one that will stand and say to the Father, I'll go down. When we were messed up, from the floor up, and we couldn't figure out how we were going to get back to the Father. Mm. Jesus said, "I'll go and I'll die for them, and I'll stand in the gap for them." And He did that for us, and He got up from the grave, and oh my God, He was resurrected for all of us, so that we might have access. We can even come in and give God glory and praise today. So as I was trying to tell you guys about my mountain experience, I remember the physical exhaustion, and I remember all the mental anguish that I went through, and how, it just seemed like I wasn't going to make it to the top of the mountain. I want to encourage you in your, wherever you are and whatever is going on in your life today. You've been standing, you've been praying for deliverance and your salvation and healing and financial breakthrough, business growth. I want to encourage you today that it's always, always, it seems, the darkest before your daybreak or your breakthrough. But I got good news. As I said earlier, Jesus praying for you that your faith fail not. I want to encourage you as well because the word says, when you've done all to stand, he says to stand therefore. And so that just have a brief acronym that I'm going to share for the word stand. And I can't do this quite like Pastor Vanessa. I can't do it like my husband, but I can do it the way God gave it to me. And I'm going to just share it in the way that he has given it to me. Stand therefore, believers, saints of God, on this line today, want to encourage you to stand therefore. Don't you dare throw in the towel. You've come this far. You've come too far for you to now give up and say, I can't make it. I can't go any further. And I just hear this, and I'm going to say it because I think that there are many people that once you have walked through a fire, you've come through and you're almost through, you've been in it for so long, the physical body, if you're not careful, will be attacked. You've got to make sure you guard that. You guard your physical body. You get the rest that you need. You take your artist products. You do what is absolutely necessary to guard that physical body from being attacked so that you can continue to stand and fight the good fight of faith. So stand therefore. The first principle that I want to share with you quickly is you've got to stay focused. When you're standing, you can't afford to look to your left, look to your right. Oh, what's going on over here? What's going on over there? You can't afford to do that when you've got vision before you, or you've got something on the altar before the Lord that you've been standing for. You can't allow yourself to be distracted by other attention. You've got to stay focused. The word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you're not thinking the right things, you're not allowing your thoughts to line up with the word of God, you're going to be distracted. You're going to look around and you're going to say, oh, this is what's going on over here and all that's going on over there. But no, the word says, as a man, a woman thinketh in your heart. So think the right thought so that you can have what you want. Stay focused on what you are standing for. That's what I want to say. Stay focused on what you're standing for. The second letter in the word stand simply is the letter T. And I want to say talk faith. Based on Romans 4:17, the word says, calling those things that be not as though they were. The faith you speak, the faith you talk about is what you're going to get. I want to encourage you to agree with the word of God. Agree with what God's word has said. If you don't know what he said, I want you to pick up your word. Go find a translation. I don't care how you got to get it in your spirit. I want to encourage you to go and get yourself a daily journal. Get something that will allow you a devotion, a daily devotion is what I'm trying to say. Something that's going to help put the word of God in your spirit. There are all kinds of tools out there. There are all kinds of different versions, translations. You may not be able to acclimate to the King James Version, the these and the thous, and all of that. You may not say, you know, I can't quite get that. I don't quite understand all of that. Well, go and get you a New Living Bible. Go and get you a new international version of the Bible. Whatever it is, Amplified, which is one of my personal favorites, a Message Bible. There's so many ways to get the word of God in. You've got to get it in your spirit so you can talk about it. And then when the enemy tries to speak negativity to your mindset, the word will rise up. When you put it in, it's going to come up out of your spirit. And all of a sudden, you're going to say, oh no, devil, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I know what it might look like, but this is what the word of the Lord says. And because his word says that, then I can stand on it. The next letter is the letter A, and I'm going to swiftly try to make it through. The letter A is you've got to anticipate the strategies, the tactics of the enemy. According to Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It means that there are going to be strategies and there are going to be wiles and tactics of the enemy. But if you put on the whole armor of God, you put that armor on, you'll be able to stand. That's what the word clearly says. If you put it on, you can stand against the wiles of the devil. So anticipate that there are going to be some strategies that he's going to come after you. He's going to come while you're standing. He's going to come against your mental capacity. He's going to come against your physical body. But you've got to put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand. You've got to make sure that you are doing the necessary strategies. You're doing the necessary things to combat the strategies of the enemy. I was talking with someone the other day, and the Lord clearly allowed me to see the enemy don't try no new stuff. He try the same old stuff. He's going to bring it with a new cover on it, so it looks different, but the root of it is still the same thing. His goal is to steal, kill, and destroy, but we stand and set position against the enemy and declare and decree that we are blood-bought children of God and we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so nothing that he can try and sin can penetrate the blood of Jesus that covers us. The next principle that I have in the word stand is never quit. Know that you serve an almighty God and he can do. According to Ephesians 3:20, and I think I heard Minister Tammy reference it this morning, now unto him who is able to do, hallelujah, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. So don't quit.
You've got a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Hallelujah. So while you're standing, while you're keeping yourself focused, while you're talking faith, while you're anticipating the strategies of the enemy, I want to say don't quit. Never, never quit. The end represents never quit. Keep yourself focused and fixed on what you're standing for. And the last letter in the word stand is the letter D. And it simply says, and as the Lord began to speak it out of my spirit this morning, determine to see and walk in victory. Yep. Determine to see and walk in victory. Because we as children of God, we have it. According to Deuteronomy 20:4, and I'm going to read it from the NIV, the Living Bible. For the Lord your God goes with you. So wherever you're going, wherever, whatever situation you are in, whatever you're standing for, the Lord your God goes with you. He will fight for you against your enemies. He will give you victory. Hallelujah. So, and then finally, according to Revelation, the end of the story is that we win. The Lord says that he will cause us to triumph and walk in victory. I hear that word. He will cause us to triumph and walk in victory. So I want you to determine to see and walk in the victory that God has for you. Open your eyes and see that what he has in store for you. Imagine that God's going to do it because he loves you as his child, as his beloved son or daughter. He loves you. So I want to encourage your heart today. The intent of this message has simply been able to share with you that God can and God will. Minister Robin, I'm going to give this back to you. I so bless the Lord for each one of you. Be encouraged today. Know that you serve an almighty God who loves you with an everlasting love, and know nothing the enemy can send your way can truly penetrate what God has for you when you are covered with the blood of Jesus. Stand therefore. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up now. Stand therefore. I don't care how long you've been standing. Stand therefore. Had a brother very recently who absolutely, we've been standing for him for 20 years, but God delivered and set him free from drug addiction. So I don't care what you are standing for. I want to encourage you to stand therefore. Don't you give up, and don't you throw in the towel. Minister Robin, it's back to you. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Stand therefore. I receive that, and I will. Minister LaShawn, are you there? Please come forward and close us out, sister.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. What a powerful word. Thank you, Father, for anointing our sister like that. Oh, my gosh. Woo. Stand therefore. Thank you, Father. We come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you for the anointed word our sister gave us. We ask that you refill her as she delivered your word as a vessel on your behalf. Father God, we thank you. We thank you a million times over a million, Father, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us how to stand upright and deliver and stand in the gap for your people. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for standing us up upright when we try to slouch. We thank you for ironing our path and showing us the way to go. Father God, we thank you for teaching us how to push that much further, that one more inch, that one more foot, that one more mile. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to sprint, to scream and praise your name on a daily basis. Hallelujah, Father, Lord God, thank you. We thank you so much for teaching us how to push and persevere. We anticipate greatness and know that with you, all is well, no matter how bleak a situation looks. Thank you for humbling us when the situation looks awesome and great. Thank you for teaching us how to share our gifts with other people. Thank you for teaching us how to share our talents so they too can be great in the sight of you. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. We thank you so much for the armor of protection that you continue to give us. Thank you for pouring the blood of the Lamb over us, because all the weapons that are trying to form against us, they are null and void. Father God, we speak this in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you for allowing Brother Joshua to be able to embark on a wonderful adventure that will turn his life around. We speak blessings unto him and his family, and we speak traveling mercies for this young man as he will be able to come back with stories unimaginable. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for all that you continue to do for us. We thank you for the awesome journey that's enriched with us because we are standing and delivering on your behalf, Father. Thank you. We thank you for comforting those who are in need of a spiritual hug. We thank you for those who give us the prayer request, and we just ask that you please anoint them. We ask that you please bless them. We know and trust that all will be well because you are our Father, and you always stand and deliver for us. We will not quit because we want to praise you, Father. We won't quit because you fight for us, Father. We will not quit because you are the Alpha and the Omega everlasting, Father, Lord God. So for that, we will stand and we will not quit because with you, all is well. Amen, Father. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. We will stand. Praise God. Minister Tammy, thank you for greeting the people. Thank you for that powerful theme. Take time to imagine yourself, saints, standing. Minister Candy, thank you, thank you, thank you for clearing the atmosphere so we can hear that powerful word. Victorious woman of God, Minister Kathy, thank you for that word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will go back and listen to it, and we will stand there for. Minister LaShawn, thank you for sealing this prayer. And to the Master's Call family, we love you. See yourself as that minister in the marketplace. Go forward standing, knowing that you can do all things through Christ because he is your strength. Have a blessed day, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.